Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we are in the final stretch, folks, to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. Now, the world's best are all headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup Championships November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Also, if you're an Odd Couple fan and if you're listening to this, you are, and we thank you for it. If you miss any portion of the show, all you have to do is download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts and download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. Bottom of the hour, one of our favorite guests, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, Randy Mueller. Lots to talk to with him. Regarding the NFL, so that's in about 28 minutes or so. Keep it locked for that. But for the time being, we're going NBA. We've talked baseball. We've talked football. We are going to the NBA. And last night, Rob, you had two really the NBA, I will say this, these opening games, there are a lot of storylines, which is great. So last night, of course, the defending world champion Denver Nuggets host the Los Angeles Lakers, star-studded Lakers of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Denver, of course, swept Los Angeles in the Western Conference Finals a year ago and had talked some smack, mainly Coach Michael Malone. He had been called the Lakers' daddy at the championship parade. He had a history with LeBron because he coached him in Cleveland as an assistant. On and on and on and on. Anthony Davis says that he and LeBron talked about all the trash talk coming out of Colorado and they were ready for it. And then the game starts. And man, Anthony Davis, Rob, first half, in one sense, I'll say in one sense, looked like he was all that. 17 first half points. Going to the hole, scoring. But he only had one rebound. That's why I said on one hand. In one sense, he looked great. But still, the 17 points, you like that. Rob, second half, Anthony Davis, smack dab in the middle of his prime, one of the absolute best players in the league, top 75 all time, history of the game, scoreless.
Chris, almost impossible. You hear me? Almost impossible. You could have a bad game, get a couple free throws. You could tell me you didn't get a basket, but you had 3 points, Chris, at the free throw line. Seriously. To get a goose egg in the second half for a guy of that talent and that caliber, that's something else. That ain't about basketball. That's got to be more. It's not. Chris, that's about heart or something. That can't be about basketball. You can't tell me Anthony Davis can't get a basket or can't get fouled and make three free throws or whatever it is.
One free throw, something.
Chris, in the second half. That's mind-boggling.
No, it is. I'll say this. It's sad and should not happen. And I won't say it's mind-boggling, and I'm guessing you're going to agree with me on this, Rob. How much more evidence do we need? This is who Anthony Davis is. Now, the 0 points, okay, that's a little beyond the pale. But how many times have we seen Anthony Davis, whether it's a half or a game, just not show up? And look, 17 points, 8 rebounds, what he ended up with. You know, some guys would die for that. But we are talking about a player, I mentioned it, top 75 all time, right in his prime, one of the best players in the league. And Rob, I have just accepted, still a great player, nobody's saying he's not, but I have accepted, Rob, and you know there are levels to everything. Unlike the ultra elite, the Nikola Jokic's, the Giannis Antetokounmpo's, the LeBron James, certainly in his prime, largely even now, Steph Curry's and Luka Doncic, unlike them, Anthony Davis cannot be counted on to give you 90% or more of his ability or potential night in and night out.
That's sad.
I'm not saying every night you're at your best. But Rob, am I wrong? The greats, the real, real, real greats, they generally give you 85, 90% of their production every night. And AD just doesn't do it. And I've accepted that. It's sad, Rob, but it's true that at 38 years old, about to turn 39 in 2 months, LeBron James is still the Lakers' best player, I believe.
And that's a sad statement because we thought that Anthony Davis, after that championship in the bubble, Chris, remember he made big shots. He played big. We thought, okay, here we go. Here we go. This is it. He's got his championship in his back pocket. Nobody could take it away from him. All he's got to do is go out and play ball. That's it. Pressure was off. You're not going to beat this big guy who never won anything. You won. And what have we gotten? Like that to start the season?
A little bit of a decrease.
Can you imagine being Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka knowing that you cashed this guy out in the offseason? Seriously.
Well, look, I mean, he ain't the worst player making that kind of money by any stretch.
I can't expect a goose egg. When you said it last night, when the game was about to end, you remember I was saying I picked the game, I picked the Nuggets and whatever, and you were saying you gave the total. And you said Anthony Davis had 17 points. And I said, 17? He had 17 in the first half.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when you mentioned that, it clicked. I was like, how did he have 17? He had 17 the first half. And then, you know, when I'm reading the story, Chris, and we got off the – I'm like, scoreless in the second half. Wow.
0-for-6 from the floor. Now, look, I'm going to – because I've accepted that that's who AD is – and you're going to have nights like that, Rob. We saw it against Denver in the conference finals. Great first game. Struggled. I think it was 4-for-15 or something in the second game. I'll get the exact numbers soon. But great third game. And he, you know, he's a versatile guy, so he put up decent numbers elsewhere in that series. But scoring-wise, he was on off. Here it is. Game one, 40 points. 14-for-23 against Denver, even though they lost. Next game, 18-14. Nice line, but shot 4-for-15, Rob. Next game, 28-18, 11 for 18 from the field. Awesome. Next game, game four, the final game, 21-14, nice, but 6 of 15 from the floor.
Right.
And he's a big. Of course, occasionally everybody has off nights. But a big should not have a 40% shooting night, a 27% shooting night within a stretch of four games, especially in important games like that. You're a big. You're near the hoop. Now, I'm going to say this, Rob. And Rob G will probably like this. If he hadn't, he may have heard me say it earlier. I'm going to try to – I think there is a positive regarding Anthony Davis coming out of last night's game, Rob. And I really mean this. If you look at his shot chart, and obviously watch the game, he was attacking the rim. He only took two threes, which I think he should only take two to three a game. Darvin Ham said six. I don't know what the heck Darvin
did he have, Chris? Two in the first half or two total?
He took two total.
Oh, two total.
So he was one
okay.
for two
okay.
from three, and he only took four mid-range jumpers. So overall, he only took six shots outside of the paint. Rob, he took 11 of his 17 shots in the paint, essentially right at the rim. Not in the paint near the elbow, in the paint below the dotted line and basically at the rim. You know what? I love that. If he had missed seven mid-range jumpers and four threes, I would be really salty. But I can live with him missing driving layups because, one, he's not going to do that most of the time. He's going to make those drives.
No, if you're going to the basket, I can accept that.
Right, and Jokic is there. And I know Jokic isn't a high flyer. Certainly not that. But he's not a leaper. He's not athletic. In that sense,
he's a tippy toe.
Big.
A tippy toe.
Right, but he's huge. And he's smart and he knows how to position. So I think that affected AD. You ain't facing that every night. And so I will say that. I can live with AD going to the rim and you're just missing some bunnies. Okay. Because most nights he's going to hit those, Rob. I want AD to keep attacking. Keep attacking. Don't just settle. You're going to take some jumpers, of course. You can hit some. But don't settle all night for the jump shot or the three. Get to the rim, and more often than not, Rob, it'll pay dividends for it.
No, I'm with you on that. And if it was all perimeter stuff and he's jacking up threes, then you got to have a different conversation with you.
Yep.
But still, for him to just have six shots in the second half, Chris, and I mean, like, I'm sorry. And this is, Chris, did you play point guard? What position did you play?
Point,
Point? This is what I don't understand. I'm dead serious. Like, a whole game could go. If I'm the point guard and my big fella, Chris, hadn't scored, we go, dude, get down there, right? You're going to get a bucket. Right. I'm not going to let a quarter. Do you know what I'm saying? As the point guard.
No, right. I hear you.
Chris, that's not that hard. Right? Like seriously, I'm going to. Dude, this play is for you. We got to get you going. We're not going to win here against Jokic if you don't have any points. It's not going to happen.
Look, you're absolutely right. And here's what happened, Rob. He was 0 for 5 in the third quarter. So that means he only took one shot in the fourth. And you, I don't know if you've met AD or anything, but AD is a nice guy.
No,
AD
is a soft-spoken,
you know,
easy-going.
Right. He's not one of the, I wouldn't say he's a type A personality. You know, he's not a takeover guy and I'm going to be the center of attention and all that. And that, to me, that's where you miss five shots in a quarter and you're like, I just don't have it tonight. It's not me. I'm going to help. I'm going to feed the other guys. I'm going to get the other guys going. Because I tonight I'm a little off. I need AD and hopefully LeBron, and for Lakers fans, hopefully LeBron and or Darvin Ham will sit him down. Right, and I'm guessing they've said this to him before. But what they got to say to him, Rob, is look, dude, if you're 0 for 20, you need to keep shooting. Because you're our guy.
Right.
And a nice guy is like, let me get everybody else. A dog is like, Rob, how many times have you heard players say, I know, I believe the next one's going in?
Right. And you have to understand, if you're him and his teammate, dude, we can't win with you with that.
Right.
That, we're not going to win. So we can't go elsewhere. We can't.
Right.
We got to get points from you. And as you said, five shots in the third quarter and one in the fourth. They didn't get blown out by 40 points where he didn't play. Come on, that's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. That tells me, right, he was just like, oh, it ain't my night. And the big scores, the dogs, they don't have that mentality. They like, I'm going to keep putting it up. And we're going to talk about him later, Rob. But one thing, in the preseason, Victor Wembanyama was shooting almost every time he touched the ball. I mean, that's a little bit of an overstatement, but he was putting it up. I like that. Now, I don't want him shooting every time he touched the ball, of course. But I like that mentality of, yeah, I'm coming out here to get buckets, period. I know everybody's talking about me. I know everybody's looking at me. I know dudes want to make a name off me. I'm coming. I'm here for it. I like that mentality. And that's what I wish I saw in AD more. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Simple. Anthony Davis, 0 points in the second half of a big opening night game against, I don't know, rival, whatever. But one of the big, he's one of the best bigs against another guy that's one of the best bigs, the best as far as I'm concerned, and scores 0 points in the second half. What are your thoughts on AD and the Lakers? 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Anthony Davis goes scoreless. Goose egg in the second half against Denver and Nikola Jokic last night. What are your thoughts? 877-996-6369.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Joe in Colorado. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joe?
Hey, guys, love the show. I got to tell you.
Thank you.
I'm from Golden, Colorado. We got a big, giant brewery here and a bunch of other ones, but that's not the point. The point is that...
Wait a minute. Blue Moon is in Golden, Colorado.
Well, Blue Moon, and we got the big brand, Coors, and we got the Yellow Jackets, of course, from Coors.
Okay.
You can only, it's only brewed here, but we got others. We got other breweries here. But, you know, guys, Nikola has got the, he's got the shark eyes. He looks through these guys like AD. When he's backing down AD, he does it slowly. It's like he's a maestro here, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what you're looking at. You're right.
No he's doubt. Joe, we're all in. You don't have to convince me, Chris.
Right.
Chris said yesterday he's going to average a triple-double. He just missed it last year. And right. I'm predicting him to win the championship again, unless there's a major injury. I don't know who's stopping that machine. So I'm with you.
All right, cool. Because, that, you know, that big Serbian booty, he's a big dude. And
I think he's like a 7-foot version of Larry Bird. Now, that doesn't mean their games are exactly alike.
Right. I know what you mean.
Bird wasn't killing people, Rob, with quickness, athleticism, jumping ability.
Not at all, but he killed
you. Skilled, right, and a smart player.
No
doubt.
And
that's what Jokic is.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Steve in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Steve?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I'm a huge Nuggets fan. I watch every Nuggets game, and I think Jokic owns AD, but AD should be able to own Jokic on the other end. And I think you're onto something, Rob. There's something there. Like, he's not doing it.
No,
go ahead, Rob.
I'm just saying, Chris, it's not basketball that he went scoreless.
Well, for scoreless,
you know what I'm
no
for
doubt.
Score. That's all I'm saying. Right. That ain't basketball. I'm sorry. He's way too talented for that.
Couldn't do nothing with him.
I can't.
I agree.
That.
He should be able to score. I'll say this as far as him owning Jokic on the other end. He's quicker. He jumps higher and all that. The thing is, Anthony Davis is not a great mid-range shooter. Okay, so if he can't score on Jokic inside, which, again, most nights he would make some of those shots he missed. But he's not like Joel Embiid. Now, Joel Embiid owned Jokic last year when they played one-on-one. He destroyed Jokic because he is a great mid-range shooter, and he can bring Jokic outside. Jokic has to guard him out there. He can either shoot it over him or go right around him and dunk on him or lay it up or whatever he wants to do. Anthony Davis, if I'm Jokic, I'm letting Anthony Davis have that shot. I mean, I'm going to contest a little, but he's not a great mid-range shooter. Rob, he's a great mid-range shooter, or I should say a good mid-range shooter for like a 7-foot type guy. But not just for a regular player. And so that's why I don't think he can dominate Jokic and own him on the other end. All right, Randy Mueller's up next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, one of our favorite guests, Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Great, guys. Always good to be with you. You make my week.
No doubt,
hey,
man.
It's great to have you. We appreciate that. Let's start with Brock Purdy. News comes out today that he suffered a concussion in the game on Monday night. He's a chance he'll play, but let's assume he doesn't. The big debate this year surrounding Purdy, as you know, Randy, has been, is he really a really good quarterback in his own right? And nobody's saying he's not good. But is he like a really good quarterback whose numbers are indicative of how good he is? Or is he just a guy who's adequate but playing with tremendous talent around him and a great play caller in Kyle Shanahan? Some people think we may find that out with Sam Darnold playing for Purdy on Sunday against the Bengals. What are your thoughts on Purdy in that regard? And then how do you think Darnold will fare in this offense of Kyle Shanahan and with all those weapons?
Well, I think it's a great question. I haven't been swayed the last 2 weeks by the results from Purdy. I don't really have issue with anything he's doing. I think he's a really good player. I think they struck gold by getting him when they did. And the reason I say that is some of the things that he does is really hard to find. And I see half the quarterbacks in our league now that don't do that. He has a great, I think, value in that he can process information, and everybody says that. But before you get to that point, you've got to take in a lot of information. You've got to figure it out and then apply it on Sundays. And he does that very well. You can tell his anticipation is good. He throws things on time. Now, he's had a couple off weeks, there's no doubt. He's not a big, strong dude. So when the pocket doesn't keep him clean, he struggles slightly, and most do, especially unless you're 6'5", 250 like Peyton Manning or Phillip Rivers. That's the way it is, or Josh Allen. So he's going to have to work around some things. He's not complete, but this guy's played, 10 games now in his career. So I like the trajectory. I don't have doubts about him, but the other parts of what you're saying is 100% valid. Great defense, maybe the best play caller in football. I think Sam Darnold will actually do well, but I don't think – you know, we can take for granted that any quarterback can come in there and play for Kyle. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think it'll be interesting to see how Kyle manages the game if Sam Darnold plays and how he calls the game, because right. He's called a different game in the past with Jimmy Garoppolo and some of these other guys that just haven't fit the bill.
Yeah. Let's go to the Lions from Sunday. I want to get there. And anybody can lose a game. Going to Baltimore, losing a game, Randy's not the end of the world. If you play well, you know what I mean, and you get mm-hmm. beat. But they didn't show up. The defense didn't show up. This was supposed to be their measuring stick just to see where they are, right? They lost to Seattle at home. They beat Kansas City on the road with two of their three best players not there. They won the game. I'm not taking it away from them, but those are the facts. And they beat up some other bad teams. And so I'm just saying, what did you get from that? That can it's about teams being able to handle success, isn't it?
I think that's part of it. I think they're still a young team that doesn't have a lot of experience playing big games. So naturally, it's going to be somewhat bumpy at times. I would say this. That's the best I've seen Lamar Jackson play since his MVP year. Now, in my opinion, that game alone kind of sets him to the top for MVP status this year. So some of that is due to the Ravens having really played.
They played great. There's no doubt about it.
Great. But I do think in the end, a loss like this, and you're right, it was a butt kick, and it was right out of the gate. The Lions had no answers for anything. It's a learning experience for these young teams. You have to learn how to handle this type of atmosphere, these type of games. And again, Dan Campbell's sorting it out. We think they're trending the right direction, but I don't think this loss is going to set them back for the season. I just think it's something that they've got to grow through, have growing pains like a young done, and we'll see where they come out. I do think this week it's going to be big for them to bounce back from something like that. That's for sure.
Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, joining the iCouple. Randy, Micah Parsons, the star for the Dallas Cowboys, has a podcast. That's good. He does it every Monday. And this past weekend or week, he ranked his top five teams. Now, I assume it was teams, you know, other than the Cowboys. But he had Philadelphia number one, and he praised them. He said they have no weaknesses. You know, we get the week before they play the Eagles, they're going to ask Cowboys about the Eagles, and they're going to give them compliments, right? They're a good team, and we got to be at our best, blah, blah, blah. But I thought he went too far in his praise and was almost deferential, if not outright deferential, to how good Philadelphia is. If you're running that team, if you're the GM in the front office, a coach, whatever, maybe even a teammate, do you have some problem with that, with one of your best players, maybe probably your best player, doing that, just praising a rival that you got? You know what I mean? Like, it just was much to me.
Well, you might be right. His praise was effusive. And I would say this, times have changed, right? It's 2023. I remember being a GM and having to call a player in and talk to him and try to talk him out of doing a radio show for that reason. I was just afraid of what was going to come out. Now we have that Pat McAfee show. We got everything going for all these players, so I get it. But I don't know. I guess you've got to allow these players to do what they want to do. Again, he understands what's being said, and maybe he erred on that side because he knew Mike McCarthy would come back at him if he said anything controversial. And it's a dialogue. You have to, depending on who these players are and their personality, you have to spend time as a GM and as a head coach cultivating that relationship for this reason. You may want to talk to him about toning it back a little bit, but I think in a big picture thing, it's kind of harmless. I think I'd rather err on the side of praising than ripping anybody apart, that's for sure. I wonder who the fifth-place team was on his list, because that's what I would be worried about.
Well, he didn't have Kansas City in the top five, which is I don't know what Mike is watching, but.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they play the Chiefs? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it'll have to be in the Super Bowl, so we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it might come up. It definitely might come up.
Let me ask you about the Deshaun Watson, and obviously he's only, what do you have, four snaps last week? Was it four?
Yeah.
Just where he is, and you know, if you're Cleveland and you're looking at, you know, what you did, you signed the guy, you thought you stole him basically from the Texans, right? You had this great defense. All you had to do was add an all-pro quarterback, add some water, stir, you're going to the Super Bowl. It has been a disaster to me with him.
Yeah, it definitely hasn't worked out quite like they thought. That's an understatement. But I did watch that tape, Rob, and I saw a guy that's still hurt. So I'm justifying the fact that he was out there when he probably shouldn't have been. This guy was really struggling. His motion was totally different on the throws that he made, and the throws were bad. So my question is, did he not practice all week? Did they not know this was what they were going to get? Because he didn't look like a guy that
should be out
there.
His first throw was horrible. It was like a little short pass. Yeah, it was way off on a little short pass.
And the motion itself was not like anything he's done. Having said that, I feel bad a little bit for the players. In other words, every player has been out as a proponent of guaranteed contracts. Now this one is kind of backfired. And what do you think that's going to do to this ever happening again anytime soon?
Probably they weren't even getting them with it, but you're right. Let me
going forward for sure.
Do you? I mean, sometimes I wonder if, you know, we all know what Deshaun Watson's reputation was before everything went down. You know, the past year or two. I mean, he was not only viewed as a good guy, but he was viewed as a really high character guy. That was part of his whole image, right? Do you think that going through what he did, which was his fault, no doubt about it, but that having his image change the way it did, and obviously every time people see him, a lot of people are thinking about that stuff. Do you think that can have an impact on his performance? Because he doesn't look close to the player he was in Houston.
Well, I'm no psychologist. I've stayed at a few Holiday Inns, but I'm not, you know, up to speed on my MD degree is lacking. But I do think this, it can change you. It does change players, and they're not used to being looked at and treated kind of like this, especially a guy like Deshaun, who was set on a pedestal before this. This was, I remember going to Clemson when he came out. I mean, there was nothing that you could find that would even be semi-red flag. So, yes, it's changed. I think that the system has changed. He's learning a total new process of information, a new head coach. Sometimes change is just hard to figure out. And I'll say this, during this season, before he got hurt, he had started to play better the last week or two before the injury. I try to watch him closely because I'm surprised that it hasn't happened yet. So I'll watch most of the film the following week. And he had started to show signs of being better. And I just feel bad now that he's hurt. So it's probably going to take him a while to get it back. But I'm not sure that we've seen, you know, the end of Deshaun. I know there's a lot of people saying, how do they get out of this deal, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't think they're going to get out of it. He's going to be there. And I think eventually he will show signs of the old Deshaun. He was too good at one time for it to, you know, how they did in Space Jam. They just lost their juju, right? I just don't think that's going to happen to this kid. I think eventually he's going to play better.
All right. That's our man, Randy Mueller. Great stuff as always.
All right, Randy.
Thank
appreciate you.
Sounds good, guys.
Yep. All right, Kevin Durant made his return to the Bay Area last night. First time, Robbie, played in front of those fans since leaving the Warriors. We'll discuss that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit rather than credit, I do. I love using debit more than credit. Shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases. No fees whatsoever. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. All right, Rob, last night the Phoenix Suns go to the Chase Center in San Francisco and beat the Golden State Warriors. I think it was 108-104 was the final. And Kevin Durant drops 18 points. Didn't play particularly well. Shot 7 for 22 from the floor, but they did get the W. But anyway, the big story, you know, of course, it was his first game in front of those fans, Rob, since he left there in 2019 after helping them win two championships, of course. And he got a rousing ovation. They had a film, you know, a video for him and all that. It was nice. But the question before, it was a big deal about whether or not his jersey was going to be, should be, or would be retired by the Golden State Warriors. Now, the owner, Joe Lacob, said there's no doubt that they will retire his jersey. Rob G., is there anything else to add?
Absolutely. Before the game, KD caught up with friend of the show, Mark Spears, currently with ESPN's Antscape, and Spears asked him about that very question from Joe Lacob, and KD responded, quote, "They should. Look at the resume. That would warrant me to get a jersey retirement, right? Do I want to be honored by a franchise I put in work for? Of course. I would love that. I had some great moments here."
Rob, to me, it's no question his jersey should be retired. I mean, I think it's ridiculous to even say it, consider that it shouldn't be.
There's only one way it couldn't be, is if he was on that team and didn't win any MVPs and really wasn't that good. Like he played, you know what I mean, but he wasn't like the reason that they won. Then you might be able to look and say he was along for the ride. He won finals MVP both years that they won the championship. I don't know how you can overlook that. They disrespected him when they put together that highlight of the franchise, Chris, when they opened the Chase Center.
Right.
And he wasn't in that. Now, that was them playing sour grapes, yeah, or you know what I mean? Like that. Like, I thought that was disrespectful. Ain't no way you could have the great moments of Warriors basketball dating back to Chris when they were in San Francisco, you know what I mean, and everything, and not have any clips of Kevin Durant. I thought
they
that was
wrong.
They
got five championships, Rob. He was instrumental in
right. Two. Come on, I mean, come man. On. That's ridiculous. So, So I don't know how you could not include him because he was a big part of that.
Absolutely. Now, Rob G and I were talking about this the other day. Rob G, you seem to think there is some type of rationale by which you wouldn't have him in the rafters. Is that it? Did I misread you?
No, I think, and to quote Rob Parker, only from this standpoint, shout out to Rob Parker, he was only there for 3 years. And the last year he was there was very tumultuous. So I believe that, again, because it's not one of the premier franchises historically where they have 38 great players who have played there. And the
it
bar
would be impossible, right?
Yeah, yeah. The bar may not be as high as from other franchises. So because he's responsible himself basically for 40% of their championships, yep. I understand why he would get it. It just seems odd that he would make it off of just 2 years, basically.
No, okay. Let me correct Rob G, because he's a big Lakers fan. Wilt Chamberlain played 5 years with the Lakers, but one of them, he was injured, only played 12 games. 5 years with Jerry West. I mean, all five were with West. Four of them were with Elgin Baylor. And then Gail Goodrich came along. And they only won one championship. Isn't Wilt Chamberlain's number up there in the rafters with the Lakers?
Yeah, you say he played for 5 years.
He really played four.
Okay, played for one more than KD did.
But he won one fewer championship.
Okay.
Won one in 4 years with all that talent. It was a disappointment.
I'm not trying to say that KD doesn't deserve it. I'm saying it's just how many guys can you say are getting their jersey retired?
When they gave you two rings.
Okay, let me ask you this. Here's a good one. Kawhi Leonard's number doesn't get retired in Toronto, does it?
It should. Heck.
I'm asking.
No way.
I'm asking.
No
one
way.
Year, Chris.
No way. They only got one championship and he delivered it.
No.
Rob, you don't think his number should be?
I don't know. I think it's up for debate. I do.
No
I don't
way.
I
get it if they had a bunch of championships.
But one, like he played 1 year there. Like
And
he
got busy.
No, I'm just sad.
He accomplished more in that 1 year than any other player in the history of the Raptors.
Vince Carter will get his retired before Kawhi Leonard does.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think because he's retired. I mean, Vince has been retired for several years. You're probably right about that.
What did he just take a job with the Nets, didn't he, Vince Carter?
Yeah, with the Nets. Come on, Kawhi Leonard, you got to retire it. I'm sorry. You got
it. I'm asking. I'm just saying one year is weird. You know what I mean?
Look, it's all about winning a championship. And he did it. And no one else has. So
Della Dova, is his number going to be retired? Della Dova?
No.
Jason Terry in Dallas?
I'm just asking, Chris.
Y'all just getting downright silly now. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. 1 hour left.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.